Blog Talk Radio.
All right, you're live with Jeremy and Kurt, the special Friday night office working late, drinking bourbon edition. It's Friday, February 5th, the dead of winter, and you and I have been working late at home, at work, around the clock, on behalf of our clients pretty much for the last 3 weeks now. I don't know. I'm sort of losing track of days. It's hard to believe today's Friday because I'm coming in tomorrow. Are you coming here tomorrow?
I don't work on Shabbos. You know, Jewish lawyers don't roll on Shabbos. So I probably
don't roll on Shabbos. Okay.
Interlocutory appeals make it filed, but we don't roll on Shabbos. You know, interesting stuff, though, Kurt. Something we haven't discussed to start off the show is the interlocutory appeal filed by the state.
Oh.
With regard to Freddie Gray.
You missed it. I talked about it on local TV this afternoon.
Is that when I mistook the reporter for a current client?
You did.
Because I definitely thought he represented the pizza place that we currently represent.
Yeah, no, it's Jeff Abel from Fox 45. Jeff, if you ever listen to this blog, which you probably won't, I'm sorry that my partner mistook you for a Pakistani pizza shop owner.
I didn't mistake him for that. I mistook him for a small-town pizza lawyer.
The only small-town pizza lawyer is you, my friend. Let's see. Our call-in number is 657-383-0809. If anyone is, in fact, listening, anyone, and you're sitting far too far away from
them. We'll give the first caller free speeding ticket representation in Baltimore City, Baltimore County, or Howard County if you call. We're just testing to see if anyone's actually listening live.
No one's actually listening, but we'll see if...
That being said, let's get to the root of it. So an interesting development being that the Office of the State's Attorney, having been told that Officer Porter is not a material witness providing relevant testimony in the cases involving Brian Rice, Garrett Miller, and Edward Nero, which would be the officers that actually arrested Freddie Gray, as opposed to trying their cases when they're normally scheduled, filed an interlocutory appeal with the Court of Special Appeals asking that Judge Williams' decision saying that Porter is not a relevant witness should be reviewed, which scares the living hell out of me, because if you could imagine
why
an evidentiary ruling of this magnitude being reviewed by the Court of Special Appeals, the justices come in an urban area.
We come to a grinding halt. I mean, the rules of procedure, courts and judicial proceedings, what is it, 12302?
First of all, it outlines when the state can
appeal. I was just reading it. I don't understand how they're even possibly appealing. I think this is going to get kicked back on Monday or Tuesday. I think the Court of Special Appeals
is
going to...
It's a standing issue.
They're going to kick it back on a standing issue for sure.
You know what it sounds like?
A judicial smackdown? A bench slap?
No, it kind of sounds like the state's scared to try their case. Like, they might actually have to bring the knife in.
Would you just call them scared?
I mean,
scared?
Is it,
are you scared?
It sounds like they're scared to try a case. They basically lost on the first one, and then now you're trying the three arguably weaker
cases. The weakest cases. Yeah, you're stuck.
Not to mention, if I'm the state's attorney and I have a knife that I know is legit, given all of the arguments that I've made, I would have produced the knife by now. I would have said, if everyone is making this an issue, here, look at the knife, inspect it, I'm going to put this issue to bed, I'm going to smack everybody in the face, and then I don't have to deal with it anymore. But instead, we haven't seen the knife, so what's going to happen? Before any of the officers who actually dealt with Mr. Guerrero dealt with, we're going to see what? We're going to see the knife issue get dealt with, and then it's going to make the Office of the State's Attorney, not at the office, it's going to make the two deputies and Marilyn Mosby look like idiots for saying that the knife was illegal. Who I feel bad for is all of our colleagues, as we say all the time, who are doing the real work on murders, rapes, robberies, mayhem, and all the other real crime in Baltimore City.
Did you ever have somebody charged with mayhem?
No, I wish, though.
It's a great crime.
I thought about changing my name to it.
Like, Jeremy Mayhem Eldridge?
Like Rabbi Mayhem.
Rabbi, yes. As opposed to, like, Rabbi Borheim.
Soldier of God, Rabbi Mayhem.
All right. If we got any callers out there, you know, Brian Farisee from Odenton or wherever you're from, Brian, 657-383-0809, or any other local criminal defense attorneys who happen to have hit us up to check out our podcast. So
about the Super Bowl.
You know, so I actually had that on our list of things to talk about, and you didn't even know it. It's like you read my fucking mind. So for Super Bowl, I don't know, man.
I'm going Denver. Is no one saying
that? That's bold.
I think that's bold. I think Denver. I'm just tired of hearing Carolina.
He's so old, though.
Carolina by 40.
I think Carolina, I think Carolina's going to win by 40, but I wouldn't be surprised if Denver won by 2.
Let me tell you this. If Peyton wins the Super Bowl, is he arguably not considered the best quarterback of all time? Not counting Super Bowl wins, because he can't be in that group. But the guy's played for 19 years. He's made the playoffs almost every single year.
He's thrown for 1 billion yards.
Yeah. And then
and a billion
this
touchdowns.
Year, where you know how injured he is playing against,
he can literally he can throw 7 yards with the wind at his back, maybe 8
if they catch it.
But he throws that short pass, and it's always on the point.
It looks like my daughter, my 3-year-old, winding up to throw something. Like, think it's going to go far, but they're trying so hard, and then gravity takes over and the ball falls. I just hate when everyone talks about that it's going to be a smackdown, and then you start wanting to root for the other side.
I really like Carolina. I like the fact that people are offended by Carolina, because actually they all seem like nice guys. I mean, besides Ray Carew, but he doesn't play for Carolina.
You know, quarterback or Steve Smith? I love Carolina in the Super Bowl, and then I probably should have stayed. They didn't want to pay him, but hey.
It is what it is.
You got to think they're missing him right now, though. I guess Ted Ginn's doing a serviceable job.
My question really is, there are 13 candidates for mayor for Baltimore. 13.
Only 13?
Only 13 candidates for mayor. I think 12 of them are Democratic. Maybe 11 are Democratic. One is a Green Party member and one is a Republican.
Yeah, I think 14 of them are Democratic.
So, who comes out of this mess? Do they fracture the vote and some random person that we don't even think about comes out in the Democratic primary?
I think the popular belief is Sheila takes it.
I don't know. You think Sheila's vote's going to get split? I mean, now they
24% of them vote.
Yeah, out of like the 700 people that are actually going to show up at the polls too. I mean, I think it's a function of turnout. I think whoever wins is going to get the turnout to show up at the primary.
Well, let's be real about the situation. I mean, I think everyone figures that a lot of the city councilmen running will be able to pull some of their own districts, you know, Pew included. I think Dixon's going back to her old base. We're going to look.
She was like in northeast, right?
She's the 40th, so part of central, part of western. The 40th where she was, that's Sean Taran's old district. She covers some of it. She covers a nice part of the city. I mean, it's a little diverse. I think the more interesting part is going to be, did you see DeRay McKissin enter
line? I was just going to ask you, yeah. 40 yeah.
Grand.
Overnight. That buys at least an EN Lawyers radio spot.
Hey,
on our podcast.
Twitter followers.
We hereby are advertising for DeRay McKissin.
Sponsored by
DeRay McKissin. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Does he even have an official PAC?
Like, so I don't understand, right now, but he's from Minnesota,
DeRay,
right?
We're going to give you $1 million.
Like, can he deal? Okay, so he's from Minnesota, right?
Is he really? Does that explain the blue vest?
He's not even.
Minnesota, I would live in the vest, too.
He's not from Baltimore, okay? I understand he's part of he's like a civil rights activist, which is cool. That's fine. No problem. But isn't there like a residency requirement for running for mayor of Baltimore?
He's probably met that. Just in protesting days, I'm sure.
I don't know. The Baltimore Sun article was like, he lives in Wisconsin. But yet Minnesota. The second question I have is, if he lives in Minnesota, can he handle a Baltimore summer? because it gets really hot here compared
to
Minnesota.
Does the vest even come off?
The vest has to come off. He's probably
the vest is there?
I don't know. Is it a sweater vest?
I mean, it's a Patagonia. It's a nice vest.
Okay.
I mean, when you're doing protesting, though, if you think about it, you really need to be dressed for the weather.
You need arms to protest.
You need movement.
Yeah. You need freedom to break.
Exactly. I mean, that's what it
means. Room to destroy.
Look, he's done so, you know, in a...
I'm sorry,
Look, that's having fun with the mayor. He's done a great job of bringing attention to all of these issues, and I applaud him for doing that. And I think that, you know, I don't know whether he's serious or not running for mayor or whether he's trying to bring attention to some of the social issues that he's highlighting, but I like a lot of what he has to say from a non-legal standpoint. I mean, there's way too many lawyers on TV like us that don't live in Baltimore City, Canton. And he's been around for a lot of this stuff and has talked to a lot of people, and he's young, and he's really gotten a lot of people involved that wouldn't ordinarily be involved. And you have to applaud that. I mean, it's sort of disgusting to you and me when we're looking at jury service to see the amount of, as Joe Pesci would say, youth that don't want to show up and be involved in the criminal justice system, or, you know, and he's done a good job at what is the word I'm looking for, bringing, I guess, some solidarity to him.
Yeah. I think anytime you get someone involved in politics, whether you agree with a person's politics or not, you know, as a lawyer, you always appreciate it.
Disclaimer, not saying he's qualified to be mayor.
No. But, I mean, getting people involved in the system is part of, you know, as a lawyer, you know, and you and I think, struggle with involvement in various bar associations and political activities. And, I mean, we really, you and I both discuss off the radio how we wish we were more involved and how it's important to be involved. And I'm doing a mock trial in a couple weeks.
Do you wear a mock turtleneck during your mock trial? Shadow candidate Adam Jones for mayor. Like, if Adam Jones entered the race
doesn't it make you pissed off whenever you see that, like, 10% of people show up to vote? I mean, come on, man. Come on.
Yeah.
We could be in Russia where 97.9% of people show up to vote. Because you know what that means? The election is rigged.
It would make me feel better about the results. I mean, in this election.
Because they would be guaranteed. They would be bought and paid for by Vladimir I Wrestle Bears Putin.
Yeah, who gives you a calendar of 12 beautiful pictures of him wrestling bears and doing judo.
I might vote for him just to get that calendar.
I mean, that's what we're talking about here. What is Elizabeth Embry, Evan Warren, you know, Warnock, or Sheila Dixon?
Okay, so if Elizabeth Embry will give me a calendar, I will move my family to the city. If she gives me a calendar of her wrestling bears,
oh, me too. Yeah.
I will move to the city, and I will cast my vote, and I will make sure my wife votes for her, and I'll change my party affiliation to Democrat. Because both my wife and I are independent. So how about that? That's a sales pitch. Liz, if you're listening,
we will all move to Bear
wrestling calendar a la Vladimir Putin. Maybe some tigers. Maybe, like, you know, I don't know.
6 months George Costanza eating a sandwich poses around the city.
There we go. The problem is, so she's qualified. But, you know, is she going to win? Can she get out the vote in the numbers?
I don't think this is a meritocracy.
Unfortunately not. So, besides mayor of Baltimore.
I'll tell you, though, you know what? Here's the flip side. The flip side of the coin is people really like Sheila. I mean, honestly, guys.
Well, they look back to when Sheila was mayor and things were good.
She got a lot of stuff done. I mean, and that's the thing about this election. I mean, there are some nice positive things to say about a couple of the candidates. I mean, everyone wants to ride Sheila for the gift card stuff, except for while she was mayor, she actually got a fair amount of stuff done.
Mm-hmm. So I don't disagree.
It's hard to sort of knock her and say, okay, well, we should ignore her, or everyone should just not vote for her because of what happened. But if you give me a mayor that's never done anything corrupt, and, you know, I'll show you a couple of innocent clients.
I have a few innocent clients. They just pled guilty.
It's called an Alford plea.
So, all right. So tonight, our beverage of choice Well, actually, we had two beverages of choice. We finished one, which was waning. So we're working on Bullet Bourbon, which is good. I'm never one to like. Can you provide like the velvet notes and taste fruity and of?
No. It's a hint of vanilla, the splash of mulberry, the taste of Cameroonian and oregano.
Yeah, I never get that, man.
Did you see The Martian? Oh. Talking about Ian Miller's movie reviews, did you see The Martian?
We weren't talking about Ian Miller's
movie
reviews.
Well, moving on, before you confess to something that'll get you a DUI, can we talk about The Martian? Because that movie was awesome.
It was good. I thought it moved a little slow at points, but I thought Matt Damon was awesome.
You can't grow potatoes on Mars? Because I watched that movie going, that's Kurt Nachman. Eldridge would be dead by now. It would be nlawyers.com.
I probably couldn't grow potatoes on Mars. That was pretty impressive. He was a professional botanist. That's pretty impressive.
I enjoyed the movie.
It was pretty cool. Right? I mean,
I felt bad when he ran out of ketchup.
That's a pretty awful thing to do.
He switched from ketchup to Percocet.
Yeah. Well,
it's not fun. I'm sure Percocet and potatoes don't taste good. They may feel good later, but I'm sure they don't taste good initially going down.
Do you grind the Percocet up in the potato, or you just eat it? At that point, I think you just eat it. You're so hungry.
I don't know. I mean, he was eating a lot of potatoes. He definitely was not on a low-carb diet. It definitely wasn't.
So if you got back from Mars, would you ever eat potatoes ever again? I say the next French fry you have, yeah.
I mean, he Michael Jackson's himself while farming potatoes. Hair lit on fire, all burnt up. You remember the Pepsi commercial? Michael dancing on stage, hair.
God rest his soul.
You know, we did say, they're talking about making a biopic of him, and he doesn't want to be played by a white man.
Matt Damon doesn't want to be played by a white man?
And on that note,
looks like I'm carrying the podcast by myself.
If we have any callers, please make sure to call in if you want to give them the toll-free number.
It's 657-383-0809. Are you actually going to take this call right now? Are you going to take this call? Or did you miss the call? You missed the call from your wife, didn't you? Is that who called?
That is who called.
She's not listening to the podcast right now. She doesn't know that you've been consuming adult beverages.
She knows that I've been working very much so to provide. Well, I think we should wrap it up here.
We're wrapping it up. I'm solemnly disappointed in you. You're just afraid of the judicial bench slap from your home life.
Happy wife, happy life, my friend.
Wow. All right. Well. All right. So it's Friday. We have 10 minutes left, and Jeremy wants to end this talk early. So, who wins New Hampshire?
Joe Biden.
And on that note, we'll see you later.